morning. Welcome to the new day.
A brand new day.
Yes.
Wednesday.
The 11th day of April.
The day of thy hump.
I kind of like the old day.
What?
The old day.
Yeah, you guys saying a new day. I like the old day better.
It's the old day of April.
Ye old day.
Ye old day.
Thy day of humping. It's Wednesday, also known as thy hump day. Whenever you put thy in front of it, it legitimizes what you say next.
Yes. And then say, all hail the queen.
Thy big potty that my son took in thy diaper was gracious.
There you go.
Speaking of my son, yesterday I went to dinner with my son, my mom, and my dad, and I don't know why I go. I guess I go. I guess I go because, A, it's a free meal, which I'm down with, because Amanda's in Atlanta all week.
God, it's like dating somebody just to get the meal. Like, you're going just for the steak.
And I offer to pay. I'm like, Mom, Dad, you're retired. I have, you know, a job. I'll pay. Mm-hmm. And my dad's always like, no, I got this, you know. So we go to Chili's last night.
Ooh, and, fantastic restaurant.
Yeah, so dad's allowed at like four restaurants. My mom will take him to four restaurants where he knows the manager, he knows the waitresses, and they know how to deal with my 76-year-old retired dad.
And Chili's is one of them?
And Chili's is one of them, believe
it or
not.
Surprisingly.
So the waitress comes over, and she's got a nose ring. And she's got earrings all around her ear. And she says, hey, I forget her name, but, you know, I'll be your server today. He goes, hey, I'm Vince. I'll be your customer. Let me ask you before we get started here. What's with all the crap in your face?
Oh, no.
It's not like the questions that he asked could be asked in a more couth way. But your dad is just so he's got such a pointed tongue.
Well, he says what's on his mind.
Yeah.
And here's the dangerous thing. I'm like, hey, when he starts asking that, they don't know how to respond.
Right.
So they're like, crazy old guy.
You should just go with that and be like, yeah, sorry.
This gets really good, though. Hold on. So she goes, okay, it's just I don't really have a good answer for you. I just enjoy the earrings, you know. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Maybe my wife should do that, you know. And then he looks over at her. He goes, honey, why don't you get one of those, you know. So I go, I cut him right off. I'll have a Michelob Ultra. My son will have a lemonade. My dad goes, oh, we're going to order now? Yeah, that's what you do at a restaurant. You don't BS with the waiter and waitresses.
Right.
So then,
your dad's there for entertainment, too. He's retired.
He's got nothing to do. He's been cooped up all day.
This is his moment, man. To interact with other human beings, and you're ruining it.
And he says that because I asked him, I go, why are you so involved? Because then what happens is she disappears for a little while.
Well, then his friend just
went away. She's contemplating even coming back.
I said she retired. I'm like, she's done. But then I also told my dad, I said, you know what? And my mom agreed with me because she goes out with him way more than I do. I said, you know what it is? I think you ruin their rhythm. Like, they have a rhythm. They want to come to the table and take your order. Then they want to go to the kitchen. But you ruined their rhythm because you talked to her. Now she's behind. Yeah. I said, you're not the only customer. And he goes, oh, huh, I never thought of that. So we're sitting there, and it's all good. We're in the bar at the Chili's, and the TVs are on, right? God help us, the TVs are on CNN.
Oh.
And he doesn't like the anchor, whoever it is. I don't know who it is. It's not Wolf Blitzer, and it's not Anderson Cooper. Oh, this guy. This guy's a kook. Walks over to the bar and asks him to put Fox News on. Let's watch a real channel, he says.
That's awesome.
This is good. Thank God on heaven that the bartender goes, I don't know where the remotes are. Each TV's got a different remote,
if you
don't mind. And he came back and he goes, oh, okay, well, they don't know where the remotes are. I was like, they gave you the business, bro.
Yeah, because they know where those remotes are.
She's had that answer or that question before.
Yeah. Let's just leave the TV. I said, if anything, put it on ESPN or something that we can all get into. I don't even know why CNN was on. I think Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he made a big announcement yesterday.
Yeah.
His trials were going on.
Was it the equivalent to when Iron Man went in front of Congress? I mean, that's kind of how I felt. I'm like, is this really what we're doing? We're putting the dude who runs Facebook in front of Congress?
What I loved is that you had a bunch of old men ask things to a technology.
Are you familiar with poking? Explain poking.
I mean, they didn't know what anything was, and they're drilling the guy about nothing.
Glasses on, glasses off.
My
favorite part, the gentleman from Vermont is going to ask a question now.
Did you actually watch it though?
No.
Oh, it's my best line because I watched it.
Good.
He goes, you know, your terms of service is just crap. You need to take it back to your hometown and rewrite it. That's what the senator says.
Oh my God.
I'm like his verbiage was, it's like, it's crap. Take it back to your hometown and rewrite it. And I'm like, what? What's that?
Okay.
I've never read the terms of service, but that old guy did.
Mr. Zuckerbraun, I'm looking here. Glasses off now. The guy's 182 years old from Texas.
I got printouts of your website because he didn't know how to operate it.
FaceTime, is that what you run? No, it's Facebook. Oh, well. I'll need a minute.
Push back, awesome, and now the guy's all razzled.
It was awesome. Having a bunch of old people drill a tech guy is awesome.
They're not even speaking the same language, you know?
Can you explain what a poke is?
It's like your dad drilling.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Drilling a CEO of a tech company.
Yeah, so I guess that was on the news yesterday. That was a big deal anyway. But all right, we got a lot to get to today. We'll tell you how you could score $1,000. We got a winner yesterday.
Her name was Renee, and she's a lot richer thanks to the MRL Morning Show. So we'll give you that details coming up after Macklemore. It's Good Old Days with Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, so we were just talking about the Mark Zuckerberg thing. We're in here just watching a recap of it from yesterday. For those of you that might not know, Mark Zuckerberg runs Facebook.
Yes.
And like we were just kind of joking that it's like Iron Man going in front of Congress. And, you know, there's all these old congressmen and women asking questions about something that they really don't know anything about. And I'm like, I don't know anything about what the heck's going on.
Right.
Like, all I want to know is, can I still like pictures and can I still comment? And to be quite honest with you, my wife and I had this conversation, y'all. I don't really use Facebook that much anymore.
No,
I'm off.
No. I think whatever I post on Instagram goes to my Facebook.
Okay.
But, like, dude, I can't tell you the time I've just written out a status update.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Facebook is... for me, more for my family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Instagram is more public, I guess. So I talk to my family all the time. Like, unless I have pictures from our vacation to post, like, that's really the only time I use it is a virtual photo book.
Sure.
Yeah. I've realized that when I moved to Memphis to do my like a morning show gig, I let everybody on my Facebook page, like listeners and stuff. And unfortunately, they're all dying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have more issues with people in the hospital. And I'm like, I don't even know this person. Who is this? And I'll go back and I'll look. And the city that they're from is Memphis. Mm-hmm. And they're either dying. They know someone who's dying. So I unfriend them. I'm like, I don't know you. I don't want to know you. Because Facebook's not, I'm not using it. Like Loren said, I'm not using it the same way as I used to.
Right. Yeah.
Like now it's way more intimate to me, you know?
I get that. And you know, yesterday when I was watching the trials, there was a moment that I realized, oh, crap, this is really long. Like, there was, like, 40-some senators there, and each of them get to ask a question.
Really?
Yeah.
Each of them.
You hung in that long?
No. Because it was, I mean, it was hours on end. But, like, there was a moment I thought it was, going to end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not going to end.
Nope.
It's nonstop old people asking questions.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Zuckerberg.
Did they all ask the same question, like a different form?
Well, they drill him with, it depends, because they can follow up.
Mm-hmm. How come, before we start, I have a personal question for you. How come I can't size my banner right? I want to put a picture of my family up from the beach. We are in Hilton Head. And
he pulls up his phone. Look at this.
There's 20 of us. Can I get a selfie real quick?
Yeah.
Somebody posted a picture of Tom Remember Tom
from MySpace?
Yeah. And they're like, is he next?
What's that guy doing?
I don't know. I don't know. And then I thought it was, I thought for sure Zuckerberg would show up to Congress with a T-shirt. You know,
I did too. So I was surprised to see him be really? Dressed up in a suit.
Yeah, because
that's just what he's known for, is wearing those crappy shoes and a T-shirt.
And then being kind of a jerk like Jesse Einsberg was, the actor who played him in, you know, what is that called?
Social
the Social
Media.
Network.
Or Social Network, that's what it is.
But he, you could tell he was nervous, which was interesting. Because he's pretty cocky in any other forms of his life. So it's pretty interesting to see him, you know.
And I guess at the end of it, and again, you guys are a lot smarter than we are, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I guess at the end of it, it's kind of good that our Congress is keeping people in check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of it all, I don't know why. I don't care. Go.
He did say, a congressman said, hey, we want to do like more regulations to companies like yourself. And Mark said, I actually welcome that.
He
goes, because we can pay for it. Just so you know, you're hurting the next Facebook who can't pay for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's an interesting statement. He goes, he has all the money. He can afford regulations, not the person in their dorm trying to start the next new thing.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we're going to talk about.
We didn't even get to the $1,000 thing.
Oh, yeah. $1,000 at 8 a.m. this morning.
Yeah. It's cash code.
Right. Okay.
Renee won yesterday. You should win today.
Yep. You got four chances after 8 a.m. You got that 11, 1, 4, and 6 today to get $1,000. You text the number. You got 15 minutes to get that text word in. So you don't have to do it right away. Even after we give you the code word, you got 15 minutes to text it. Okay.
Okay.
But staying with the social media theme here on the MRL show, we're going to tell you the number one rule that is always broken on Instagram day in and day out. And you guys might be rule breakers. We'll discuss it in less than 10 minutes. What's the number one rule that everyone breaks on Instagram, according to a new study?
I didn't know there were that many rules.
Oh, there's an unwritten rule.
Oh, an unwritten rule.
Unwritten rule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say nudity.
There it is.
Well, the Kardashians are half nude in every single one of their posts.
Yeah.
They're on vacation now, and it's like, do they bring anything besides bikinis?
Hey, if you're at a beach.
The unwritten rule, according to the New York Post, is you cannot like your own post.
Oh, I agree with that. I do.
Is that a thing? People like their own posts?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Cash will mess around on my thing, and sometimes he'll do it, and I'll see it, and I'll undo it. But I like Cash's post. Is that weird?
That's kind of like liking your own post.
Because you post for Cash.
Yeah, I post for Cash.
Oh, so you're part of the statistic.
I noticed somebody the other day did this, and now I can't remember who. Somebody liked their own post. And I thought to myself, before I even saw this article, I thought to myself, geez, you can't do that.
No. Because people probably put self-value on how many likes they get. And so it's already one in the bag.
It's true.
You know.
But there's also something to be said for people who like their post in hopes that other people will see it on their timeline, because that's kind of the algorithm of Instagram, right?
Isn't it? Yeah, I guess so. Like when you first put something up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I got to get the ball rolling, so I'll start first.
I don't think it has to do with likes anymore. I think it has to do more with interaction, like comments.
Yeah, it's all engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me throw this out there. Dallas isn't on Insta, is he?
No.
But Sterling is your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Do you find it that you, no matter what he posts, you have to like it because that's what a good partner does?
You know, I'm very blessed that he doesn't post much. So, like, he rarely posts. Like, he's like once a quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, like, once, like twice, three times a year tops.
I'm in a liking post relationship with Amanda.
Right, because she posts all the time.
And she likes everything that I post and everything MRL posts, and I like everything she posts. It's a lock.
So
if we don't, it'll
comes up. Yeah. It comes up.
She says something?
No, she goes, one day she was just going through Instagram. She goes, damn, y'all, I like every one of your posts, just so you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I love everything the MRL show posts, and I like everything that you post. And I go, well, I like all the stuff that you do. She's like, do you?
Oh, boy. You know what argument? Oh, no, it's not an argument. But you know what Sterling does bring up is I don't tag him enough.
Oh, I hear if I put pictures on Facebook and I don't tag Dallas, and I'm like, Facebook tags you. I don't have to tag you anymore. There's like a face thing on there that automatically does it. Well, which, by the way, Facebook thinks I'm my mom.
You should take. You should go to Congress and have Zuckerberg answer for that.
Yeah.
How come when I posted my picture said I looked like my dad?
But as far as liking goes, Dallas will be offended if I don't like. But and he'll like say something, and I'm like, no, I made it a point not to like that because I don't like that comment. Like he put some things on Facebook, and I'm like, dude, you can't do that.
See, Amanda doesn't like me to tag her in it because then she says a lot of people that she doesn't know who listen to the show will then start following her, and she kind of wants to remain somewhat private. And I battle with that with Dean too because I know there's other morning show guys who don't put their kids for their own safety on Insta. Media. But my thing is, Dean's got my last name, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's Maney.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's hard to hide.
It's hard to hide that at this point,
But, well, luckily, Sterling hasn't encountered anyone crazy. Because he does. He gets a lot of followers whenever you tag him.
Yeah.
But he does get upset that, or if he takes a photo and he doesn't get photo cred. I'm like, who cares about photo cred?
Really? He wants photo cred?
He wants photo cred.
That wasn't in the New York Post top Instagram rule breaking.
Like, who cares if you took the photo?
That was good.
He wants credit, man.
That's funny.
And I guess Amanda said one time some guy said something crude to her. She didn't show it to me. She was at work.
No.
Like, liked her and then sent a direct message. Was like, if anything ever happens between you and Maney.
Ew.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. Just know that I'm there. It was Tom who runs our Facebook Live.
What's wrong with people, man?
I don't know.
That's so strange.
I don't know.
Still to come.
Mind your own beeswax. Yeah. I don't need competition. I don't need anybody taking her from me. All right. Lorraine's got a look at the dirty on the 30. Where are we going?
We got a new star headed to Vegas. Hey. A new residency was just announced, and I'll tell you who it belongs to coming up in the dirty on the 30 in 3 minutes.
And morning show, phone slam. I'm gonna reach my
telephone. This time it's Lorraine who puts her good voice to use as the manager of the American Girl doll store. We have a little fun. Husband Dan put us up to this one. It's a brand new phone slam.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brittany Nesnajny, please.
Speaking. Who is this?
Hi, Brittany. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from the American Girl doll store in Girl Plus Mall. Were you and your daughter in recently for a visit?
Yes, we were in the other weekend.
That's what I'm calling about. I'm not even really sure how to say this, but your daughter, we have her on video destroying some of our dolls.
What?
Yeah, it seems.
No, I'm sorry. You must be mistaken.
How
did you get my number?
Brittany Johnson, we have you on our system from previous purchases, and we just lined up the timeline. So the problem is that your daughter seems to be stealing parts.
No, I'm sorry. She did not steal anything.
She seems to be a little hellion. She's not stealing just like shoes to the doll. She's stealing like legs, body parts.
What? No, Chelsea would not do that. Also, what? I would have found that.
I am watching the video right now, and she's brutal. She's
what?
Arms and legs, and she's just ripping them right off. Legs?
No, I'm sorry. Chelsea would not do that. May I speak to you, to your supervisor, please?
I am the supervisor. That's why I'm calling you. So we're unfortunately going to have to charge you for some of these dolls, and I know that they're a pretty penny, but once a doll is destroyed, we can't sell it, so you owe us for 7 dolls.
No, I'm sorry. No, Chelsea loves the dolls. She brushes the doll's hair. We read all the books.
Yeah,
she loves her dolls.
I get
it. She's never hurt her doll.
Well, she's taking the heads off of the dolls. She's pulling the hair out on some of these. We have about $5,000 worth of damage here.
Oh, my gosh.
What? No, $5,000? Chelsea!
So what we're going to do is the credit card that we have on file for you, we've just already gone ahead and charged.
No, do not charge anybody. Chelsea, get down here right now, please.
And we need to know where these body parts are, Mrs. Johnson. So if you have, can you check under her bed or in her closet, maybe in her sock drawer, her backpack, your purse? I don't know.
My purse? No. Chelsea would never do this. Chelsea,
I'm still missing two arms, a leg, one head.
What? This sounds like a serial killer. My child is perfectly healthy. She would never do this.
Miss Mondesnar, she's just going to need you to calm down. Because
arms and legs?
Brittany, it's the Mani, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
I'm sorry, what?
That's Loren. We are not calling from the American Girl doll store. It was just a joke. You know, please don't yell at Chelsea.
What? Yeah, your husband set you up.
Yeah, it wasn't us. Your husband called and said that we needed to play a prank on you.
Oh my God.
Blame Dan. Don't blame us.
Take a breath.
I know.
There's no legs.
Oh. Phone slams. Because we all need a good laugh at our friend's expense. Kiss 95.1. Coming up next with the Mani, Rory, and Loren Show.
Hey, here's something that we've been running into with phone slams lately. And if you want us to do one, think about the person you want us to do it on. So many times we hear they have a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
They'll think it's hilarious. And then we do it. And she's ready to yell at Chelsea, poor 10-year-old Chelsea. Anyway, you can reach out to us at the MRL Show. Hit us up with a direct message. Let us know who you want us to phone slam, and we'll do it for you. Up next, though, we got to get to a War of the Roses. Samara thinks that her husband, Ravi, might be cheating on her with someone that her son goes to school with, another mom at that school. The details are coming up, and we have an interesting War of the Roses as it's a marriage, and those are always tough to hear, but it's coming your way in less than 10 minutes.
You got to get up.
Okay, Jim, throw it back to us now.
Yes.
Over to you. The Cam Newton Foundation presents the 4th annual Kicking It with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament. Sign your team up now. It's a ton of fun. We have a blast doing this. Visit cam1newton.com for details on the June 1st kickball tournament. Help Cam and his foundation raise money to benefit the kids and our community.
Great. Kids 95.1 this Thursday. Join us for the Charlotte Knights home opener as they take on the New York Yankees affiliate at 7:05. Thirsty Thursday. $3 domestic beer and $1 sodas.
We got War of the Roses for you coming up in less than 3 minutes. Samara wants to find out if her husband, Ravi, is cheating on her. We'll find out.
The Mani Roll.
Got lots of feedback on that war yesterday. You can hit us up at the MRL Show and let us know what you think. One person sent us a message and said that he was a complete pig for saying, and he doesn't do the sexy, she doesn't do the sexy dances for her anymore. And it's like, well, you know what, man? You're in the relationships too. And if you think that you're not getting the most out of it, you got to say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of relationships, this is going to be fun here on the MRL Show. And you can hang out with us for about another 10 minutes or so. You're going to enjoy this. We are going to rate our relationships. Me and Amanda, Loren in Dallas, Roy and Sterling, and Nicole and her girlfriend, Lauren. We are going to rate them. Which relationship we think is the healthiest?
Oh, that's cool.
All right. So everybody on a scale of like number one being the healthiest.
Can I just rank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth being the unhealthiest. One being the healthiest.
Can I tell you how hard this is?
I had no problem. In fact,
I had a problem either.
I went really? One. I went 4, 1, 3. 2 was the interesting one. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Hang with us. We're all going to read them coming up in just about 5 minutes.
Kiss traffic.
Things are a mess on 77, so we're going to do a special traffic update with Captain Jim.
Two major problems now for I-77 South. The first at exit 28 southbound. It is completely shut down with an overnight tractor trailer accident and vehicle fire here. Could be a while before this is completely cleaned up. Highway 115 is slammed, as you can expect. Then farther down around Sunset Road, looks like just one lane of traffic getting through because of an accident that just occurred. Traffic brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Renee and Charlotte yesterday won $1,000 with the Kiss Cash code. Is that going to be you today? All you have to do, listen at 8 a.m. for your chance to get that code word to unlock $1,000. And we do it all day, by the way, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6.
So we love letting you in on what's going on in our lives. It's what we do here on the show. And you know why? Because you guys do it for us. When we ask a question, you guys are always on the phones for us, telling us what's going on in your lives. So we have mutual respect for each other, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Now, the four of us are in relationships, every single one of us. Nicole and her girlfriend, Lauren. Loren married to Dallas. I'm married to Amanda. And Roy dating his boyfriend, Sterling.
Yes.
And each one of us is in a different spot in our lives, relationship-wise.
Right, like Sterling is just moving into my apartment.
Right, and you're
Although he's been living there for, I mean, I don't know how long, for
you
free.
You guys are in the honeymoon phase.
But you're in the newest relationship
yes,
out of all
of us.
We've
been together for 2 years.
How long have you and Lauren been together, Nicole?
Three years.
And you've been married?
8 years together for 12.
And I've been married for 7. So, you know, we're all kind of in different spots. Yeah. So what we'll do is each one of us will take the microphone, we'll identify ourselves, and we're going to rate our relationships on a scale of 1 to 10 based on what we're doing now. Now, you don't have to give us the 1 to 10, but in your thought process, that's how I did it.
Okay.
Like, 1 being the healthiest, 4 being, right now. As of right now, as of today.
As of currently. Nothing past, nothing projected future, just right now.
Right now, as we speak, who has the healthiest relationship? Who wants to go first?
Go first.
I don't know. I was about to say something, and I saw, like, two heads immediately turn.
I was like, this feels like a trick.
I'll go first.
All right, go ahead, bud. What do you got?
Do you want me to start with fourth and go up to first?
I would go 1 to 4 because the fourth is going to be the funniest. Least,
yeah. Okay. So I think coming in number one would be you, Manny, and Amanda. You just announced that you guys are expecting a child. I imagine there's a lot of great things going on. You've said to us before that you've been a better husband this time than back
with
when
this pregnancy,
with
yes.
this pregnancy than you were with Dean.
Thank you.
So you're number one.
Well, great. Thank you. Yeah. All right, game over, everyone.
I think really this is just Manny looking for accolades.
So send that to Amanda. Okay, coming up next.
Number two, I have me and Sterling, because I can't think of, I mean, he's moving in, and we don't trump a baby. You know what I mean? You can't really trump that. But he's moving in. Things are great.
You've come out to your dad. He's met Sterling.
My life is in the open.
Good.
Everything in my world's great. Number three, I put... this is it. This is where things get crazy. Oh, I realized what this. I shouldn't have gone first. Number three, I put Nicole and Lauren. Because...
Why are you laughing?
Because Lorraine and Dallas is at the bottom of my list.
I'm already side-eyeing you, but I want to hear this.
I know. Well, I haven't heard anything from the Nicole and Lauren camp. I haven't gone out. We used to hang out a lot more. I haven't gone out with you guys lately, but I haven't heard anything.
You haven't heard me complain.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad.
So you see that as a good sign.
Kind of, because if there was things bad, we would all, because we all hear right. in this room, we all talk when things are bad.
Yeah, but that's not fair. Nicole's in a whole nother room. And I vent a lot.
And so I put Lauren and Dallas last.
Do you want to say why, or is it?
Well, you know, they have a lot of things going on. You know, their dog is sick, they have a newborn, there's a lot of stresses on the relationship.
Okay. So Dal's not working currently. Yeah,
I wasn't going to put all that on the street, but yeah, they're in last place on that list.
All right, to keep things moving, why don't we just go to Loren next?
You know what's funny is I have the exact same list that Roy does.
So if you're just joining us, we're rating our relationships currently. Who we think has the healthiest relationship as of right now?
Yeah, so I had Manny with the healthiest relationship. Wow. But you and Amanda, I just feel like are
it's
in a really good place. A baby is a happy time, especially before they come. Afterwards, it's a little stressful for like 6 to a year, you know.
Surprise. I don't have me number one.
Really?
Yeah.
This is going to get good.
I have Roy and Sterling next because they just moved in together. They're in that honeymoon phase. Then I have Nicole. Again, same reason. I haven't really heard anything from her camp.
Yeah.
And actually, we went out with them, I guess, like a month ago. And it was like a fun night. But... Dallas and I were just in this like really tough transitional phase. Woofer is really bad right now. Yeah. He's just sick and old. Cash is transitioning out of his crib into a bed. We're going through. We just hit the beginning of Terrible Twos.
Yeah.
And he's going through like a little speech delay. So like there's a lot of things going on.
Sure.
Then you add the fact that Dallas has been out of work and looking for a job.
You get a lot of stresses in your life.
Yeah. So, and it's not that, honestly, it's not that we're in a bad place. We're just both very vocal. We're both alphas. So you put two alphas in a stressful situation, you just got a lot of talking.
And to keep things transparent with y'all, the reason why this even came up was because we overheard Loren and Dallas having a conversation yesterday. And we heard Dallas through the phone as if he was here in the studio.
Yeah.
And he was hollering. And I said, you know what's so funny is let's rate our relationship. So we got Roy and Loren's list are the same.
Identical.
Loren at the bottom with Dal and Manny and Amanda at the top. Yeah. I have a different list. Don't get into it because we got to take a quick break, but is your list the same?
Yeah.
Okay, your list is the same as theirs?
Okay.
All right, well then I'll give you my list because it's all messed up compared to what you guys have.
Okay.
And we'll do that in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Stop by and find what makes you feel beautiful.
Loren, you were saying that right now your marriage is in a difficult time as, you know, you have a son that's hitting the terrible twos.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say a terrible time.
I said difficult time.
Okay, you said terrible, but that's okay.
Yeah.
In my head, I meant difficult.
I know. the slip of the tongue. It's a transitional period right now. There's a lot going on in our family and our marriage. And if we're ranking our relationships in this room, I put Manny yours first and I put mine last. And that doesn't mean that I think it's unhealthy or it's going to end. God, Dallas and I have been together for 12 years. We're not going anywhere. It's just we've had some easier times.
Sure.
There's some moments. And the stresses will get easier. This is Angela. She wanted to say something to you. Hey, Angela.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Angela, what's going on?
No, not much. I've been with my husband 20 years. We're married 12 years this summer. Things work out as long as you guys communicate, as the guys said. And, you know, you're not too bad. I've almost come to a point where my husband and I almost went for a divorce because, you know, we thought we weren't compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we talked and we worked it out. And I have absolute faith that, you know, you guys will get into a better spot. As soon as little one there as he gets older and his speech progresses and he's able to do more complete sentences, he can describe to you how he feels,
sure,
what he wants, what he doesn't want. And it becomes
Dallas is learning
easier
that too.
As a parent.
No, there's no problem in communication in our family.
Thanks, Angela. Did that make you feel a little better?
Yeah, it does.
Somebody
it does.
Who's feeling it?
But, I mean, if anything, we might over-communicate our feelings.
Yeah, they need less communication. But your list was different from Loren's, Manny.
You guys, Nicole, your list was the same as theirs.
Yeah, I had the same list.
For people that are just tuning in, give it real quick.
So I have you, I have Manny and Amanda at number one, just because, you know, you're in a exciting time.
Okay.
And then I have Roy and Sterling at number two, because that's an exciting time as well to, you know, move in and share living spaces. And then I have Loren and I at three, because we're doing really well. If you would have asked me a month ago, that would have been different. but we're doing really well. And then I have Loren and Dallas coming in hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good news, Dallas and Loren. I don't have you last.
Okay.
Somebody else I have last.
All right.
All right. I'll give that to you just after the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. The Manny.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so we're in the middle of rating our own relationships on a scale of 1 through 4, 1 being the healthiest spot that we're in right now, 4 being the least healthy spot right now. But it doesn't mean that anybody is in any intimate danger of breaking up or ending things.
Just currently what's healthy and what's not. Loren and producer Nicole rated Manny and Amanda number one, me and Sterling number two, Nicole and her girlfriend Lauren number three, and Loren and her husband Dallas number four. Manny's list is different.
And as usual, my list is different than you three. All right. Number one, I have Roy and Sterling.
Wow.
Heck
okay,
yeah.
You boy.
Woo!
new relationship. Moved
there it is.
You know, you're only getting more serious now that you've come out to your dad and your dad's met Sterling. I feel like you guys are in an awesome spot, and you talk least about the troubles in your relationship. Like, the troubles in your relationship are like, Sterling fell asleep with the light on.
Yeah.
You know, I rolled all night.
I made a joke. Sterling got upset.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where I go with you, number one. Number two, I put me and Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do have our typical marriage struggles. But I am, as Roy said earlier, I am doing much better with Amanda's nesting. I didn't understand nesting the first time that she got pregnant.
Yeah.
I said Dean wasn't due until April. Why are we putting the nursery together in March? I have weeks to do this. No, I learned. Okay. Yeah. Number three, I have Loren in Dallas.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Not hitting the bottom of the barrel.
Again, I ranked you differently. I ranked you a little higher than Nicole and Lauren, and I'll tell you why in a second about Nicole and Lauren, but I ranked you higher because I feel like if you're getting through this now, at least you talk it out. You guys, you do have your arguments and your differences, but at least you're talking it out and you're not silencing each other and not getting to the bottom of anything. You're working it out with your marriage and with Cash. And hey, you got the swing set put together yesterday.
We did. The swing set got put together.
Good for you, Dallas. Give me a bell.
Wow.
And number four, I have Nicole and Lauren. And I'll tell you why.
Please do so.
You've mentioned a couple times on the show that you guys moved down here from Raleigh. Lauren works from home. And I always have Lauren in the back of my head as a flight risk.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like the opposite, though.
I think that at any moment, you're going to come home and she's like, I got to go back home to Raleigh.
Really?
Yeah.
If anything, I would put me as more of a flight risk than her. She's ready to, like,
settle
down.
You're not supposed to say that to the people you work with, Nicole.
Well, you're under contract with us,
so. I know. I'm like, do I need to have a backup producer ready to go?
No, I don't mean like that. I mean in the relationship. Like, I'm not saying move back to Raleigh. I'm saying, like,
cap out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Lauren's charged with a crime, you don't have to jump in and say, if anybody would do that, it would be me. Don't tell the cop that.
Right.
Well, I do kind of get what Mamie's saying. It's hard because she works from home, right? Like,
yeah,
completely.
Yeah,
from
she works from
That's
home.
Hard, man. When you are in a new city working from home, how do you meet people?
Right. Yeah, that's her biggest thing because, like, when we go to work functions, like, her friends are, you know, our work staff, which is hard for her. Because she doesn't feel like she has that sense of home like I do. You know, like if I want to go out, I have numerous people that I can text and say, hey, let's grab drinks.
Also, I have one more thing to add for Nicole and Lauren. And I'm not sure about this, but sometimes I feel like when a couple's taking lots of trips together, they're working on something. And I'm glad you're working it out. But like, are you guys taking trips to try and rekindle stuff?
No.
Okay.
Lauren's like. Like Loren, like her number one thing, like she works a job so she can travel.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that's her number one thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I'm just I've never been a traveler. So because I date her, I'm like, okay, now I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I so want Lauren and Sterling to become like best friends, and I can't force that. You know what I mean? But they agree on probably every social issue that Sterling and I don't agree on.
But then it'll be like those two against you two.
That's fine. You know, but just so that way,
just so they have
something to talk about it, because like Sterling will talk about all these issues. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm not up to date on that information.
I had like a 20-minute conversation about chemtrails last night.
I don't even know what that is.
Google it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because now I don't feel woke because I don't know what that is either.
Yeah, it's about airplanes and what.
Government weather modifications.
I thought you said Kim.
Me too. Yeah. I literally just put Kim. Like,
yeah, that's what
girl's
I heard.
Name.
Yeah. I'm from the South.
Kim.
I heard you.
Right.
I got you.
Well, as the son of a pilot, I have to debunk that scientifically, saying that no, those are just contrails.
There's a service now.
Oh.
That they can make sure if you give them 100 days notice, there is a company that can make sure your wedding, it will not rain on your wedding day.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. See, I didn't know that.
So chemtrails is a thing, y'all.
All right. So if you go to Twitter, you can vote on whose relationship you think is the healthiest as of right now between Roy and Sterling, Loren and Dallas, Nicole and Lauren, and me and Amanda. And shockingly, this is how our lives work. Loren and Dallas are in first place right now at 46%.
But they don't know.
No. That's people going there to make you feel better.
Oh, thanks.
Guarantee it.
So?
People going there to vote to make you feel
maybe
better.
Maybe we do have the healthiest relationship. We talk it well. while we yell it out, but that's okay.
So, Lorraine, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to scrap the dirty because it's time to play Can't Beat Lorraine.
All right.
This was way more important than what was going on in the Kardashians' life. All right, good job, everybody. Yeah, good job. Hope you learned a little something about ourselves.
And if you're listening,
and Nicole's a flight risk.
That's true. That's true.
That's not what I meant.
And rate your relationships. I think you'll be interesting to know.
Play it at your job.
Yeah, play it at your job. 704-570-9595. Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. Call now and take her down.
Can't Date Lorraine up next.
The Manny Roy and Lorraine Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Thanks to Dunkin' Donuts for being a proud sponsor of Can't Beat Lorraine. If you win, you will get a $100 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. The go-tos are back. Two breakfast sandwiches for $2, $3, or $5. And Susan's on the phone.
Susan, and you have two other people with you.
Yes, I have my kids, Sydney and Ryan.
Good morning. You guys are playing Can't Beat Lorraine as a team.
Yes.
All right, let's see how you do. Is this your first time playing?
No, my son and I have played before.
How'd you do?
We are 1-0, Lorraine.
You won.
We did.
Good.
All right, let's do it.
Kick her out and let's win again.
Kids, kick her out.
I'm going.
Oh, they said goodbye. All right, Loretta is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you can watch the show. She's out of the studio, so she cannot hear the questions.
All right, Gwen Stefani announced that she's going to be headlining her own residency show in Las Vegas. What country singer is she currently dating?
Blake Shelton.
And Amber Heard donated over $1 million of her divorce settlement to the Children's Hospital of L.A. What pirate actor is she divorced from?
Oh, my gosh, I can see his face.
Three, two,
I can't
one.
Remember him.
Okay, no answer there. Mark Zuckerberg was in front of Congress yesterday. He runs what social media network?
Facebook.
Seth Meyers' wife gave birth to their son in an apartment complex lobby last night. We're going to talk about that later on the show. He's the host of the late night show, which plays on what TV network? CBS, NBC, or ABC?
ABC.
Question number 5. Carrie Underwood updated her fans on her face after getting 50 stitches, saying she feels much more like herself than she has in a while. What singing competition did she win?
American Idol.
Okay. Roy does some work over there. Come on in. Welcome back. We didn't play the game. We just talked about you and Dallas the whole time.
Okay, great. I'm surprised he hasn't called in by now.
Right, how'd she do?
Susan, Sydney, and Ryan got 3 correct.
Okay.
Okay.
They must be tough questions if they beat me before.
That's right.
One of them's very easy, and I forgot.
All right.
All right.
Let's see, Susan. Here we go. Gwen Stefani announced that she's going to be headlining her own residency in Vegas. What country singer is she currently dating?
Blake Shelton.
That's right. 1-1.
And Amber Heard donated over $1 million of her divorce settlement to the Children's Hospital of L.A. What pirate actor is she divorced from?
Johnny Depp.
That is correct. Unfortunately, there was not an answer from Susan. It's 2-1.
She did give an answer. I could see his face is what we heard.
Right.
Now you know. Question 3. Mark Zuckerberg was in front of Congress yesterday. He runs what social media network?
Facebook.
That is correct. It's currently 3-2.
Seth Meyers' wife gave birth to their son in an apartment complex lobby last night. Mm-hmm. He's the host of the late night show, which plays on what TV network? CBS, NBC, or ABC?
NBC?
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Susan said ABC.
Lorraine's terrible.
4-2.
Well, ABC's my network, so if I can just process of elimination, I only have a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
She's terrible at the networks. All right, question 5. Carrie Underwood updated her fans on her face after she got 50 stitches, saying she feels much more like herself than she has in a while. What singing competition did she win?
American Idol.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Lorraine, you got 9 wins. Congratulations.
Susan, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's revenge. She beat you last time.
Ah, sweet revenge. No. Susan, you do know what we want to hear before we let you go, though.
I can't beat Lorraine.
But I did. Once.
Once.
That's right. I can't beat Lorraine. We're 1-1, and we will be back.
Best out of 3.
What school are you guys going to, Sydney and Ryan? Where are they going?
Huntersville Elementary and Bailey Middle School.
Okay, cool.
Shout out to the kids there. Thank you so much for listening and playing this morning, you guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lorraine Show.
Well, we were going to get into Confession Wednesday, but everybody wants to redo their list on relationships now. No, we will. Let's do Confession Wednesday, right?
Yes, yes. If you have a deep, dark confession, it doesn't have to actually be deep, dark. It could be light and funny. Whatever you've been holding on to, give us a phone call, 704 704- 570-9595. Confession Wednesday coming up in about 5 minutes.
You gotta get up. It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
If you're not watching us on Kiss's Facebook page on Facebook Live, you're missing out.
You certainly are.
Don't worry. It's nothing. By the way, I want everybody that listens to us on the radio to know that if anything major happened on Facebook Live, we would bring it to the radio station. Yeah, we'd bring it to the show.
Yeah, we're just
it's
stupid.
Just nonsense conversation off the air. Like, for instance, Roy just said he wants to get rid of the didgeridoo that we have in here, and that's a no-go, bro.
Well, everyone's mouths have touched my didgeridoo, and it's disgusting.
Well, if you didn't whip your didgeridoo out all the time, maybe people wouldn't be so apt to play it.
I can't help it if my didgeridoo is the most popular thing in this studio.
Anyway, pretty I said big. All you do is just cut the tip of it off. Cut the tip of your didgeridoo off.
I'm not cutting that off.
And then you have a clean didgeridoo. It's a religious thing.
Okay. So, Confession Wednesday.
Just use a Lysol wipe.
Yeah, I don't know, man. By the way, we will tell you how you can win $1,000 here. I'll tell you right now. Make sure you're listening in 7 minutes. 7 minutes, we're going to be giving away $1,000 with the Kiss Cash code. You got to listen for the code word, text it in, or go online to kiss951.com. So that's going to be coming up very soon. But this is Confession Wednesday. It's the time where we can be silly. We can say whatever's on our mind. Anything that you've been holding on to, something deep, something dark, that's what we want to hear. Okay, Confession Wednesday. Hello, you are on a Confession Wednesday.
Tiffany in Lenore. Hi.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Tiffany. Okay.
So a couple years ago, around probably like 7 or 8 years ago, my husband had bought a motorcycle, and he always parked it in front of my car, and I was just learning how to drive a straight drive. So one morning I get up, go get ready for work, go out to my car. Mm-hmm. I think I'm putting it in reverse, and it's not. It's first gear. So I kind of mow over the motorcycle.
Oh.
Yeah. So my first instinct is to jump out, try to pick it up. Those things are so heavy, have no idea. And so I make it all the way to the front door before I realize, like, I can't tell him. He's going to be so mad. He's going to think I did it on purpose.
Okay.
So I get in the car, I drive off. The whole way to work, I'm like, okay, I just need to call him and tell him and just be honest, and I can't do it. So he calls me about an hour later, and he's like, oh, my gosh, was my motorcycle knocked over when you left for work this morning? And I thought, okay, here's my time, just be honest. And I said, no. Oh, my gosh.
So, who would do that?
Exactly. So he thought that it was our neighbor we had a neighbor who would always let his dog kind of pee on the tires of the bike, and it used to drive my husband crazy.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that our other neighbor, which is my husband's really good friend, had come outside to get ready, and the guy was actually out there letting his dog pee on the bike.
So your alibi was all put together.
Exactly. So I felt so bad, though, because my husband and the other neighbor actually bullied this guy so bad because it was it was close to $2,000 in damage.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, so.
Kind of always on him, you know, you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for that. And just bullied him all the time. And the guy actually moved.
Oh, no. And by the way, I'm just like imagining like Tiffany's husband being really upset. Tiffany's like, don't go so hard on him.
Yeah, you know, he can't control.
Yeah, I'm sure. He's like, why are you not on my side? You know, I'm sure that dynamic is going on.
So here's
that he would get mad and be like, I should just go over there and punch him in the face. I'm like, oh, no, that's not what Jesus would do. Like, don't just punch people in the face.
Jesus would knock over my bike.
We live in a very small town, so we actually see this guy all the time. And every time my husband, like, he gets to 10. Every time he's like, I hate that dude. I'm like.
All right, so Tiffany, how long ago is this?
This was about 7 years ago, seven or eight.
God, what is she going to do?
What happens if she knocks the bike over again? The guy's gone. He's moved out of the neighborhood.
He still is in the town, though.
What do you say? You came all the way to your house to knock over your bike?
It's a small town, she said. Yeah.
That's what I'm going for, yeah. I just think I'm pretty good at driving a straight drive, so I'm hoping that doesn't happen again.
Oh,
and
Tiff.
He doesn't park it. He doesn't park it near me, so.
Okay,
well, it's 7 years ago, so
he'll be okay now.
Yeah, you get.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You get the pass.
Yeah, so Bradley, if you're listening. Oh. I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry that I was kicked off of that. But
all right, hold on. Do that again without us laughing. All right, go ahead. Talk to Bradley.
Okay, so Bradley, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I was kicked the fall, and I'm sorry that you get all these dirty looks out in public, and that you were bullied for so many years. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you had to move, but I had to live with this dude, so I had to do it. Sorry, you shouldn't let your dog pee on the tire.
You backhanded it at the end.
Yeah. My girl.
All right, Tiff, we're going to let you go. Good luck with everything. Keep us updated, okay?
Thank you. Right. Thank you, guys.
All right, there she goes. Wow, what an amazing start to Confession Wednesday. We got more people on hold.
I love that. She goes, I'm so sorry you're a bully, but your dog shouldn't be doing that on the tire.
Someone blew a ton of money this weekend, and they shouldn't have, and someone else knows that someone's not the father of their kids, and they think they are. We're going to get into that, and, of course, your confessions at 704-570-9595.
772 or enter it online at kiss951.com or on the Kiss app.
You have 15 minutes to enter that word. Then one nationwide grand prize winner will be randomly selected to win $1,000. Good luck from the morning show that wants you to win thousands in cash. It's the Mandy, Rory, and Lauren Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
I have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Mandy, Roy, and Lauren Show. Kiss95.1.
And go off and get your $1,000, people.
Yeah, you know, Renee from Charlotte did yesterday. Are you going to be like Renee and get that $1,000? You got 15 minutes and good luck.
All right, let's say hi to more confessions, Roy, at 704-570-9595. Lauren, we call it a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this guy goes by the, he just wants to go by the letter R. Hello, yeah. R.
Hello. Yep.
Hey, bud.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Here's the good news is I took the family on a spring break cruise last week.
Okay.
And I won $3,000 in the casino.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Wow.
Yep. Don't start clapping yet. I screwed up real good because my wife thinks I was going to put it all towards her medical bills, and I went and bought a rider mower, some outdoor patio furniture, and my favorite, the pool table. And she don't know yet. The stuff's going to be coming in probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks, and I think she's going to snap. I think I'm screwed.
Well, you know, R, Loren has some experience in this field, so you're not the only one.
Great point, Roy.
That is true. You know, what I like to do is leave it out in the open, and it becomes this, like, unspoken cloud over the relationship. But then once I know I can't return it, like, once I'm outside of the return policy, I'll open it.
Right.
Right. Well, there ain't no returning this. No, it's a done deal. And it's coming.
Well,
and,
oh, yeah, because the pool table, they're going to come and bring and probably put together for you. Like, it's a company. Right.
What is happening? Yep.
I think she'll be excited. Pool tables are cool.
Yeah, especially when you have to get rid of the dining room table to put it in.
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling myself, but I don't think so.
He's like, you could still eat on it. Just put some time.
Can I ask something, R? And you don't have to tell us. You said your wife's medical bills. Is she okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A minor surgery, but she can still shoot a ball on a pool table, I figure.
All right, let's go over the list again. You're supposed to pay medical bills, but you bought a pool table. What else?
A riding lawnmower.
Outdoor patio furniture and a rider mower.
Which, by the way, are all things the whole family needs.
Well, Roy, that's where I was kind of going. You know, the pool table the family can have fun with, for real. The lawnmower, okay, you need it maybe for your yard, but the outdoor furniture she could be into.
Okay, R, how much is left?
Actually, nothing. I actually spent about $300 more than that, about $3,300.
See, what you should have done is bought her something nice, too, to lessen the blow.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just say the patio furniture's hers.
There you go.
What do you think? That might lessen the...
You know, Ar, I don't think this is going to be as bad as you think it is.
It's going to be awful. Let me tell you something. Coming from a woman, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I figured, you know, I've seen Snap before. I know that show.
You know what you have to do?
You have to win the kiss cash code and get $1,000, and then you'll be out of the hole. You'll give her something. Your next shot to play is at 11-1 with Cameron, then 4-6 with AJ. And the code word right now is Chase. So you have time. You got 10 minutes to get it in.
So is that Chase?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 40772 is your text number. So get on that. Okay.
Oh, I'm on it.
All right. So least we could do. Imagine if he won.
I was just about to say that he would be the luckiest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Good luck.
I'm praying for everyone, but especially for R, because that would be amazing.
All right, this is Anonymous in York. You're on Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
So this is actually something that I've known for about like 6 or 7 years now, and like recent events have brought it to light even more. So when I was in high school, there's this girl that was an acquaintance of mine, and we had a really good mutual friend. She was like on again, off again with her boyfriend for years and years, and either like at the end of high school, after we graduated, she had a child, mm-hmm. and she got pregnant, had this baby, and so she told her on again, off again boyfriend that it was his. Well, the mutual friend of ours confessed to me one night that the acquaintance of mine that was a good friend of hers said that he was not the father. It was somebody that she worked with, and she didn't tell him and didn't plan on telling him.
Wow.
That's a tricky situation. I've been in that exact situation. That exact situation. I know someone who is lying to their, I don't know what they are, fiance, and saying that it's his kid when it's not.
I would be upset with that person.
They've been like on Facebook a lot, like posting about their little family, and they're either going to get married or they like already have, and he's so happy to like be the dad, and like he's so happy with her and in the relationship, and it's just like, I know this huge lie that you don't know, and that it would like ruin everything.
But that's what I would be upset with, not the fact, like, I mean, listen, you do you, like, that's all your issue there, but why did you involve me?
Right, why'd you have to tell me that?
I don't want to know.
I hate that, because I'm so like, these are not my monkeys, this is not my circus, but at the same time, like, I feel like if I was in this situation, like, I would want to know, you know?
Did
like,
you just say, this is not my monk, these are not my monkeys, this is not my circus? Because I've never heard that before, but I'm using it.
I never heard of the straight drive before when we were...
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we were talking about stick shifts.
Straight drives? Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah.
You know what comforted me? Because, again, Anonymous, I'm in this exact situation. It comforted me to knowing that... the person's still the dad, because he's going to love and care for that child as if it's his son. And the truth will always reveal itself.
Sure. And you're not the first person that's confessed that. Yeah. In fact, I think our very first Confession Wednesday ever, the very first confession we got, this woman came on. She goes, my husband thinks it's his baby and it's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were like, whoa.
It always works itself.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's a consolation. It's not me personally in this situation.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I see what you mean, Loren. Like, the
thanks
less
for jumping
I know,
on. Have a
right?
Great day.
Why did you feel the need to bring me into your drama?
Like, I love it when there's things that goes on at the radio station that I know nothing about. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want it.
I know. Leave me out of it.
Yeah.
My wife was all involved in something at her job a couple months ago, and she was like, I can't. But everybody comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's the liaison between her and the management type thing. Let's go back to the monkeys in the circus.
Really? You're still on that?
Well, I'm still on that because I you know what I use and I shouldn't? Dog in a fight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right? You've heard of that before. That like, fight. I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't have a horse in that race.
Yeah.
Well, horse in the race is, I think, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other ones that I've used.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to move on. We got to evolve as... Manny, you've got to evolve as a person, and you can't use dog in the fight anymore.
I know. Yeah. Well, you remember the time I said something on the radio I didn't know it was bad, giver.
Right, about a Native American.
Didn't know that was a bad term, but that's all I grew up on. I was like, don't be, that. And then I was like, oh.
You got set straight.
I did. Yeah. I got woke. I learned.
We're here to be corrected.
Yeah, you know, it's crisscross applesauce, not sitting the other style.
Right. Now, you want to have an interesting conversation? Tell that to my dad. My 76-year-old dad. He's I'm not changing.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
Still to come. Thank you, everyone, for getting your confessions on. An amazing Confession Wednesday. We'll do it again next week.
So there's another star headed to Las Vegas. Someone just announced their Las Vegas residency, and I think we're all going to be real excited about this one. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the Dirty on the 30 in 10 minutes.
You got to get up.
Couple things real quick before we get into Loren's Dirty. or maybe not.
You never know.
We missed it last hour because we were rating our relationships.
We missed it the first hour. We haven't done a dirty all day.
We haven't.
It's been dirtyless.
It's been dirtyless. All right, we're going to get into it, I promise. Today's National Pet Day, so celebrate the pets, the exotic pets, the snakes, the lizards, the parrots. It's interesting. We should talk about this later on in the show. I feel like people who own certain pets are certain types of people.
I used to have birds.
You used to have birds?
See, yeah. You don't strike me as the bird person.
Not at all.
Growing up, we had 3 cockatiels, like 4 parakeets.
What?
Yeah.
It was a jungle.
Yeah. And I was so upset because my brother let one of our birds fly away, Petey, and I was so upset over it. I cried for like 2 weeks.
Wow. See, I picture you as a cat person, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, like a cat person, dog person. I know.
Dogs, yeah.
You know, when I was a 911 operator, somebody let their bird out, and it got stuck in a tree. Mm-hmm. And they called 911 asking for the fire department to help get the bird out.
Oh, that was me.
It was awful. I have the recording of it. I should put it on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it... I ended up telling them because I didn't know how to handle it. I told them to call an exterminator.
Oh. Bro, I was like, just throw rocks at it.
Yeah.
Do you have a rake?
I'm not sending a fire truck for your bird. All right.
Today, also, one more thing. It's Barbershop Quartet Day.
Mm. Ooh.
So, Roy, I thought we can improvise a Barbershop Quartet song about Loren's Jeep and the parking because that's been the theme of the show the last month or so.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Oh, we're...
You're doing it now?
Yeah, we're going to improvise it.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom. Loren's Jeep
is white.
And in a space...
that doesn't fit.
Boom, boom, boom. She hits the wall.
Her husband gets mad.
Boom, boom, and put her on probation.
By locking in... the garage.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
The thing is, if I knew the tone of the bed, yeah. I'd probably, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't even know if we did a quartet. Well, first of all, it was a duet and not a quartet because there's only 2 of us.
That's right. We need 4 the longest time, Billy Joel.
We did a barbershop duet. All right, what's going on in Hollywood, Loren?
All right, so Gwen Stefani is the latest celebrity to be headed for a Las Vegas residency. Ooh. I'm excited about this one. Gwen Stefani, Just a Girl, is headed to Zappos Theater in the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
Take this big ribbon off my eyes.
That is the first thing I said when I found out she had the residency. I was like, if she's not doing old No Doubt stuff, I'm not interested. Like, I want to hear Spiderwebs and Just a Girl and everything else. So I'm excited that she is going to be doing some old stuff as well. Now, she's set to kick off on June 27th, and dates are confirmed for July and December, and then next year for February and March. So she's only really going through, as of right now, March of 2019, and tickets go on sale this Friday.
Cool.
Yeah. She was also on Ellen this week, and, you know, everybody wants to ask the age-old question, you know, how does Gwen Stefani feel about marriage, and is she going to marry Blake?
According to In Touch Weekly, it should have happened already.
Yeah, and they should have had 3 kids in this time frame, except she's been pregnant like 17 times.
Yeah.
But Gwen did turn around on Ellen and asked Ellen what she thought she should do.
Well, what do you feel about it? You're married.
I love being married.
And what do you think I should do about it?
I think you should get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you?
What are you doing?
God.
Remember when we interviewed Gwen a while back?
Well,
and
we got in trouble, but we didn't get a reception like that.
Mm-mm. No. We're
not Ellen.
She was all over the tabloids, though. It wasn't just one. It was multiple tabloids saying that she was having another child.
But that's when they were saying she was pregnant. And I get where she was irritated with that because clearly she was not.
But we gave her the platform to tell everyone that she wasn't, and that's what she did.
Yeah, but nobody believes. Like, if you deny it, then it makes you look even more guilty. Yeah,
why would you deny?
The record company had a little chat with us after that, but you know what? Yeah. Forget you, because we gave her the platform to tell everyone, no, she's not.
Sure. She's probably just sick of getting the question, to be honest with you. She did say, though, that she thinks about marriage all the time, but she doesn't know if Blake does.
Do you think Ellen's getting a phone call from the record company?
No, Ellen can do no wrong,
yeah,
Roy.
That's true. Bruce Willis is getting roasted on Comedy Central coming up. They're going to film it this summer.
That'll be funny.
Yeah.
And the Bieber roast was the best. Oh, my gosh.
Bieber roast was awesome.
I might pull that up again and watch it. Yeah. Snoop was on it. Martha Stewart. Yeah. Martha Stewart called Snoop. He said it looked like a retired WNBA player.
Khloe Kardashian, there's rumors that she is currently, yesterday she was quote-unquote in labor or going to the hospital. She's in Ohio ready to give birth, but I feel so bad for Khloe right now because there's all these things coming out about Tristan Thompson and how he hooked up with these two girls and it was caught on camera. Oh. Then last weekend, he was allegedly at a hotel with another woman. And there's now a adult video that had surfaced and gone away. I just feel so bad for her because this is supposed to be the best time of your life. You know, you're about to give birth, and I'm sure it is the most stressful for her.
Yeah, Khloe's got a type, though, and it's athletes. And I'm sorry, man. You got to be careful with athletes. They live a different lifestyle than even what the Kardashians are used to, you know?
They got fans throwing themselves.
And they stay at hotels, and it's easy to put two and two together.
But they're on the road, especially... I mean, basketball player, you're on the road 42 games a year, you know? Right.
But I saw her post a picture of her and him shirtless kissing, so I wonder if that was her, which was a beautiful photo, by the way. But I was wondering if maybe that's, like, overcompensating.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Yep.
Well, and I'm sure at some point, you know, you want to stand by your man, but then when you see all the evidence, it's probably so hard to turn a blind eye and... being pregnant, your emotions are all over the place.
God. Who knew? Lamar Odom sitting there going, what a chump. I didn't do anything half as bad.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Lamar Odom's skating free right now.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. All right, so Disney...
Well, there wasn't a tape of Lamar. Tristan's on tape, they say. But we don't know when the tape happened. What?
Well, last weekend, it was pretty recent.
And don't call security cam a tape. That's what Lamar was busted on, a security cam.
That's what this was, too, until this girl released her own video.
Okay. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Loren like today?
Okay, you know, I'm all into, like, summer items right now. And Disney just re-released Little Mermaid Pool Party Collection. So this is, I think it's adorable. And it's for kids and adults. So they have adult, like spirit shirts that say mermaid on the back. They have floats that are flounder. They have an adult skirt that looks like a mermaid tail. These are really cute. And if you love Disney, I think you'll love them too. So we'll have that up for you at kiss951.com.
Thank you, Lauren.
All right, up next, we are going to discuss Seth Meyers. We talked about it in your Can't Beat Lauren segment about an hour ago. His wife didn't make it to the hospital and actually gave birth in a very strange spot, very public spot. We got to talk about it. If you ever... gave birth or you know someone who gave birth outside of the hospital because you didn't make it there in time, give us a shout. 704-570-9595.
Hey. In person in the heart of the Queen City at 101 South Tryon Street. Go see our friends over at Essex Bar and Bistro.
There's a person who is in Loren's house more than she is, and that's Art from Zero Res.
That is probably true.
But Zero Res Carpet Cleaning, man, these guys are legit, and they're legit for more than one reason. One, they're not going to use chemicals on your carpet. They use something called empowered water.
Mm-hmm. So it's safe for your kids and pets.
And two, their deals are just great.
It really is. Right now, they're for our KISS family, they're giving three rooms for just $119.
Think about those three rooms that you want to get done, you know, and it could even be a rug. So count your dining room. If you have hardwood floors and you have a rug on there, they'll do the rug for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just carpets. And they'll look at upholstery, too, like a couch or something.
Yeah, and
I had Roy over. He left a stain on my couch, and they cleaned it.
Well, they'll tell you, too, if it can't be cleaned, which is nice. Because, you know, we have some spills going on in our house right now with a toddler, and sometimes it can't be cleaned without ruining it.
They err on the side of caution, which is awesome. They don't come in like superheroes saying that they can do everything. They're smart about their carpet cleaning, and that's why we love Zero Res.
Yes, give them a call today, 704-509-4488, or you can check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Let's get them out.
On to 85 at Lane Street. Traffic brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. Moe's Carol Wins next to Cabela's has their grand opening this Friday, April 13th, with free burritos. Want more? The first 100 guests win free burritos for a year at Moe's Carol Wins.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. You know what else is amazing? Going to see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium on Saturday, April 14th. You can buy your tickets through the Kannapolis Intimidator's website, or you can win them during the legendary Friday free-for-all at 7:45
this Friday morning.
And Sola and Kiss 95.1 want to make you $5,000 richer. Sola is the incredibly delicious, better for your foods without all the sugars and low net carbs. Right now, you can register to win that $5,000 at kiss951.com.
Crystal, Lily, and Carrie are on hold, you guys. They either did it themselves or they know someone who had the baby outside the hospital, like Seth Meyers' wife, didn't make it there in time. We'll discuss in about 3 minutes.
The Manny. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
So Seth Meyers' wife was, her water broke, and she gave birth where, Loren? Oh, Loren's sneezing over there.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
In the lobby of their building in New York.
And he took a selfie, by the way.
Yeah, so they had called the hospital and told them, like, what was going on, and his wife was progressing so fast, the midwife said, don't get in the car.
Oh, wow, okay.
So he had already called an Uber. There was an Uber on the way. Uber, by the way, charged him a cancellation fee and then ended up calling him afterwards and refunding it and then congratulating the couple as well. But
Seth Meyers, you could afford an ambulance ride to the hospital, buddy.
Well, maybe,
I think.
Maybe ambulances take forever.
Like, no, not everybody takes an ambulance to the hospital.
I know, but Roy, I'm thinking ambulances could blow the red lights. The Ubers can't.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, ambulances are important because it's not two lives at risk. I mean, it's not one life at risk, it's two. So I think ambulances are a very good.
But I don't think they realized how fast the labor was progressing until they spoke to somebody on the phone. And she was like, no, you can't get like stuck in traffic right now. Stay where you are.
Let's bring in.
I think this is it Kate?
No, it's Carrie.
Carrie. Sorry, Carrie. Your name changed in our little box here, but that's okay. How are you?
Good.
Where did your sister give birth?
In the car. My mom delivered the baby in the car in the hospital parking lot.
Oh, my gosh. You got that close?
Yeah, because she waited till it was, like, her water broke, and she just kept getting in the bath. And then finally when she called, it was too late.
So I've always wanted to talk to someone that has had a baby in the car. What happens to the vehicle?
Oh, it was a bloody mess.
Okay, well, Roy,
you did. What did you think the end game was there, Roy?
I wanted to know about, like, resale. I wanted to know, like, do you keep the car? Do you get rid of it? That's kind of what I wanted to know.
Does it become a keepsake for the family? Because that's where baby Bobby was born.
That's where I was going.
Nobody knew that's where you were going. Thanks, Carrie. Nobody knew that.
I didn't know if it was too gross, so you got rid of it. I didn't know it was just the weird stain nobody talked about.
So terrible. Lily, Charlotte, real quick, where did your friend give birth?
My friend gave birth in the bathtub.
Now, a lot of people will do the bathtub birth because that's natural, but
sure.
At home or in the hospital, did she do the bathtub birth?
At home. She got sent home from the birthing center because they said the baby wasn't coming. And about 2 hours later, she's like, this baby is coming right now. And she gave birth in the bathtub because the ambulance didn't get there in time.
Wow. Yeah,
crazy.
That is crazy. I had that as a 911 operator.
I was going to say, didn't you deliver a baby over the phone?
I have. Yeah, a couple. But this one, she lived a solid 40 minutes away from the hospital, so there was no way.
Look at you.
Yeah.
What a hero.
Right, yeah.
I feel like it'd be like sleeping in my car outside the hospital if I live 40 minutes away.
Yeah. All right, where did you give birth that wasn't the hospital? 704-570-9595. Chris is on hold. Something happened to him, and we'll take your phone calls coming up in just about 6 minutes.
Now it's yours. Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So if you didn't know, you could win $1,000. Renee from Charlotte, she won yesterday. Are you going to be like Renee? Are you going to win $1,000 with the Kiss Cash code? Make sure you're listening today at 11, 1, 4, and 6. That code word, you then text it to 40772, or you enter it online at kiss951.com for your chance to win $1,000.
We had Initial R who called in a confession a little under an hour ago and said that he spent all the money he won on a cruise on a lawnmower, a pool table, and outdoor furniture, and he was supposed to help pay his wife's medical bills. So just know that that's your competition. We told him to play the Kiss Cash code to try and get some money back so his wife wouldn't be so upset.
We're talking about the time that you got stuck of when you're trying to get to the hospital, your wife's pregnant, but you get stuck, you can't have the baby at the hospital. Does that happen? Chris, you're on the MRL Morning Show. Welcome, bud.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. So tell us what happened to your brother.
Well, this was actually my brother-in-law. His wife was pregnant, and they lived down in, like, past Columbia, Tennessee, and they were trying to get to Nashville. And they were on I-65, and her mother was actually driving her to the hospital. And she's running, like, 80, 85 miles an hour, and, you know, next thing you know, she's got a cop behind her, and she didn't stop. Then she got a couple more cops behind her, and she finally pulls over, and they're running up to the car with, like, you know, hand on their guns, ready to pull out, and she jumps out of the car and she's like, it's my daughter. It's my daughter. She's pregnant. She's in labor. Well, you know, long story short, they delivered the first baby and the sheriff deputy was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, we're good. We're good. And she's like, no, 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 we're not good. There's one more. And
oh,
the
cop was
like, what do you mean there's one more? And she's like, I'm having twins. So it actually made national news. If you Google I-65 twins, I mean, she was interviewed by news outlets and all kinds of stuff. They shut down all four lanes of I-65.
Really?
And, yeah, gave birth to these twins on the side of the road. It's actually pretty funny. We still pick on her to this day.
Anyone named Nash?
Or I-65?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Heidi in Brooklyn.
Okay. Oh, cool names.
Aww, that is very cool names.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Great story. Thanks for sharing, Chris.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it. I actually just moved down here, and I love the morning show.
Oh, great. Where are you from, bud?
Upstate New York.
Oh, man, well, you are now part of the MRL Radio family. We thank you so much for listening, and try to win that $1,000.
Absolutely, and I promise I won't buy a pool table or, you know, a riding lawnmower.
Yeah, and you don't need a snowblower down here.
No, I don't, but, you know, it's good to have that extra $1,000. I'll see if I can win it, and if I do, I'll hook Dude up that's probably crawling in the doghouse by now.
I know.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for chiming in and being part of the family. We got a tweet from someone who said that my wife and I were at a baseball game. Her water broke 4 days earlier. We were supposed to go for a C-section. Her water broke 4 days early, and we ended up having the baby in the Uber.
Wow.
And according to Roy, that car becomes special, and you should buy it back from the Uber driver.
I just wanted to know what happens to the vehicle. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want that vehicle. You
me
know what
either.
I mean? Then it opened up a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Crystal and Locust, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
So where'd you have the baby?
I had my baby on the side of Highway 73 in Albemarle, and he was delivered by three firemen.
Whoa. That sounds like a dream come true.
Right?
Roy.
Yes. We only lived 10 minutes from the hospital. It made the news. It made the paper. And then my daughter, who was baby number three, was almost born in the ER parking lot, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So when mine come quick.
Yeah, clearly.
Baby number four, just stay at the hospital.
I want
just
your labors.
Well, he ended up having to be an emergency C-section because he was breached.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well.
Maybe not.
Crystal. All sorts of stories with your pregnancies.
I know,
right?
Do the firefighters stay in touch with you?
We do. We see them, and he's coming up on his 10-year birthday, so we're definitely going to do a reunion for that.
Aww.
Be cool if he becomes a firefighter, full circle.
Oh, I know, right?
You know,
and then delivers a baby
on the side of the road in Albemarle.
It all means something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Crystal. Thank you so much for listening.
I think we just wrote a movie or something on Lifetime.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the kid that stars in our movie?
I don't know, man.
By the time we make it, Cash could be.
Yeah. Cash and Dean. It could be a buddy film.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. You want to hear Loren do a prank call for the American Girl doll store? It's a phone slam coming up in 5 minutes.
Morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
How about $1,000 just for listening to the MRL Morning Show?
I'm in.
We give you five spots throughout the day to try and win $1,000. 8 a.m., which already happened. Now you got another shot with Cameron at 11 and then 1. And then AJ at 4 and 6.
Perfect.
And all you got to do is text a number.
That's it.
So simple.
And we'll call you if you win.
Loren, you want to play the manager at a American Girl doll store?
I do. This woman's husband got a hold of us and said that we should play a joke on her. So I'm going to call and say that they have a very unruly little girl.
Okay, watch for how she changes. Watch the changes and how angry she is after all this is done here. Here we go. It's a brand new phone slam.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show Phone Slam. I'm going to reach my
telephone. Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brittany Najmi, please.
Speaking.
Who's
this?
Hi, Brittany. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from the American Girl doll store in Girl Plus Mall. Were you and your daughter in recently for a visit?
Yes, we were in the other weekend.
That's what I'm calling about. I'm not even really sure how to say this, but your daughter, we have her on video destroying some of our dolls.
What?
Yeah, it seems...
No, I'm sorry. You must be mistaken.
Brittany, how
did you get my number?
Brittany Johnson, we have you in our system from previous purchases, and we just lined up the timeline. So the problem is that your daughter seems to be stealing parts.
No, I'm sorry. She does not steal anything.
She seems to be a little hellion. She's not stealing just, like, shoes to the doll. She's stealing, like, legs, body parts.
What? No, Chelsea would not do that. Also, I would have found that.
I am watching the video right now, and she's brutal. She's
what?
Arms and legs, and she's just ripping them right off.
Legs? No, I'm sorry. Chelsea would not do that. May I speak to you, to your supervisor, please?
I am the supervisor. That's why I'm calling you. So we're unfortunately going to have to charge you for some of these dolls. And I know that they're a pretty penny. But once a doll is destroyed, we can't sell it. So you owe us for 7 dolls.
No, I'm sorry. No, Chelsea loves the dolls. She brushes the doll's hair. We read all the books.
Yeah,
she loves her dolls.
I get
it. She's never hurt her doll.
Well, she's taking the heads off of the dolls. She's pulling the hair out on some of these. We have about $5,000 worth of damage here.
Whoa. What? No, $5,000? Chelsea!
So what we're going to do is the credit card that we have on file for you, we've just already gone ahead and charged.
No, do not charge anybody. Chelsea, get down here right now, please.
And we need to know where these body parts are, Mrs. Johnson. So if you can you check under her bed or in her closet, maybe in her sock drawer, her backpack, your purse? I don't know.
My purse? No. Chelsea would never do this. Chelsea,
I'm still missing 2 arms, a leg, 1 head.
What? This sounds like a serial killer. My child is perfectly healthy. She would never do this.
Miss Mandisnar, she's just going to need you to calm down. Because
arms and legs?
Brittany, it's the Mani, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
I'm sorry, what?
That's Loren. We're not calling from the American Girl doll store. It was just a joke.
You know,
please don't yell at Chelsea.
What? Yeah, your husband set you up.
Yeah, it wasn't us. Your husband called and said that we needed to play a prank on you.
Oh, my God.
Blame Dan. Don't blame us.
Take a breath.
I know.
There are no legs. Oh, my God.
Phone slams. Because.